This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, May 3rd, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Good afternoon, I'm Hannah Pagel. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and farm groups are coming together to bring resources to producers in rural communities. One of those resources is the Farm Foundation's free and anonymous online mental health and well-being service called Together All. This is a moderated peer-to-peer community where members from around the world can listen and lend support to producers in need. Farm Credit is a partner with the Farm Foundation, and CEO Todd Van Hoos says one thing that is missing in rural America is access to mental health care.
There's just not that many practitioners out there. In addition, there's some stigma, especially it feels like amongst rural people and farmers who are traditionally pretty self-reliant, right? Very strong, to ask for help.
Van Hoos says breaking the stigma of seeking mental health resources will be accomplished with this peer-to-peer community,
where farmers can go online anonymously and talk to one another. Hey, I'm facing this. What are you facing out there? Because a lot of times just making that decision to talk to somebody about it is the hardest thing to do. And if you can talk in sort of an anonymous fashion to another farmer who might be experiencing the same thing you are, that's a great start.
Van Hoos says he encourages farmers to seek out resources, especially as the farm economy starts to transition, which can be a stressful time for some producers.
Most farmers had pretty good years last few years, built up some capacity, and now we're seeing an environment of pretty tight margins. And so there's a lot of pressure on the input side, whether it's feed, seed, fertilizer, whatever it is, interest rates, that are causing the cost of farmers to really rise and stay stubbornly high. At the same time, you've got a little bit of pressure on prices, so that margin is getting squeezed. And for the most part, farmers are in pretty good shape right now. But as we look forward into the future, this shrinking margin is going to have some impact out there.
Producers can find out more information on the Peer-to-Peer Mental Health Network on farmfoundation.com. Months after the Texas wildfires that burned nearly 1.2 million acres of land, two Texas lawmakers are looking to provide support to livestock owners who lost cattle in the fires through a farm bill proposal. Representative Ronnie Jackson, who represents the Panhandle, and Senator Ted Cruz introduced the Livestock Indemnity Program Enhancement Act, which would add a payment rate specifically for unborn losses in gestating livestock to a program that compensates ranchers for animal deaths caused by weather disasters, diseases, or predator attacks. The wildfires that scorched the state's panhandle this year killed more than 7,000 adult cattle. Noel Wicks dives deeper into the details in his story on AgriPulse.com. And finally today, an ag lobbyist says the recent farm bill text that was released this week is a starting point for negotiations. Tara Smith with a Tory advisory group was on this week's AgriPulse Newsmaker show. Smith says her team is anxious to dive deeper into the farm bill text that Senator Debbie Stabenow released.
I know that they've talked to us and many others about this being a starting point. And I think more than anything, we're just really excited that they've started the ball rolling. You know, whether you agree with the policies that the House and the Senate have put forward or you disagree with the policies, I think for all farm bill watchers, just seeing a little bit of momentum behind this process right now is really heartening.
This week's featured guest was Minnesota Democrat Tina Smith. Head to AgriPulse.com to watch the full show. Now, here's a word from our sponsor.
Join the agriculture industry for a celebration of modern ag on the National Mall, Monday, May 6th through Wednesday, May 8th. Hosted by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, the future of food and farming will be displayed through the 25 exhibiting equipment manufacturers and over 30 partnering organizations. Autonomous equipment, combines, tractors, aerial drones, robotic milkers, advanced genetics, and innovative conservation practices will showcase technology and enable sustainability. Exhibits are open 9 to 5, May 6th through 8th. On the National Mall.
That's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. Reporting in Washington, I'm Hannah Pagel.